Those of you who have been here on previous Good Shepherd Sundays know that when Father Ricardo preaches on this, he always starts off with a few sheep jokes. I'm not doing that because those jokes are so bad. This is a sermon about love and leadership. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. First, I want to agree that this metaphor of sheep and shepherd will seem inappropriate to some of us. But do remember, that's what it is, a metaphor. All metaphors work in some ways and not in others. God certainly does not create us with minds and consciences so that we'll be as silly as sheep are. Though sometimes. But of course, flocks of sheep were a daily encounter in Palestine in Jesus' day, and food and clothing and wealth and prosperity all depended on those flocks being taken care of by someone who oversaw them conscientiously. It is a metaphor used by the Old Testament prophets. Today, John makes it clear that Jesus, who knew the prophets deeply, used it as well. Accountable leadership is like the good shepherds so familiar to them. Jesus just raises the metaphor to a new level, the level of self-giving love. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Obviously, this goes beyond being conscientious. It means leading the sheep and caring for them, as the 23rd Psalm celebrates, but doing so at any expense to the shepherd, him or herself. God's leadership, if we can call it that, is grounded in self-giving love. Jesus didn't just teach that kind of love. He lived it and died it and rose for us to live it in our turn. This is not what we are seeing enough of in the world around us. We see politicians and many other kinds of leaders in industry and community living in unbridled egotism, seeking adulation and personal profit without paying heed to their calling to serve the common good. We see a terrible lack of compassionate leadership, producing the destructive wars in Sudan, Ukraine, and perhaps most vividly now in Gaza and Israel, in which leaders and those they lead destroy other people instead of cultivating the kind of empathy and love of justice that brings shalom, true peace. In common life, even when I'm driving in traffic, every day we see selfishness and greed exhibited by some of us, maybe sometimes me, rather than kindness and generosity. This is not what Jesus taught. This is not what Jesus did. There is an alternative, and it begins with God and then absolutely continues with us. We heard today in 1 John, we are to love each other to the same extent that Jesus loved us. That kind of love can only grow out of God's infinite love. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Out of Jesus' life and death of sacrifice for us, out of the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is love itself, infinite and divine and subtle and gracious, we are called to love each other in the Christian community, but moving out an active love far beyond it. Active love. As John points out, it's not love if you leave a brother or sister with nice words and no food in their belly. This isn't works righteousness in which we somehow satisfy God and win a relationship with God by compiling a long list of good deeds. Who lives perfectly by Jesus' standard of self-giving love? Not your preacher. We live by God's forgiveness. But with that forgiveness comes the power of the Holy Spirit, who is God's own love, creating love, and moving us out in compassion and kindness and act of service. That is what is happening here at St. Luke's. Of course, imperfect, but still love moving out to others. Within this parish, there are so many ministries and active gifts at work that it would be endless for me to try to name them all, and I'd leave someone out for sure. But we are surrounded here by generosity of spirit. Reaching out beyond our parish, we have our pantry, in which our members and others meet the needs of many of Los Gatos' homeless, and have done so for a long time. Many of us spend hours serving quietly as volunteers in organizations that build up the common good, joining the struggle to feed the hungry and meet people's legal needs and elect politicians who will seek the common good and not tear it down. And those of us who have daily jobs are trying to do them so as to build up the world around us. It doesn't matter if you sell good cars honestly, as my son is trying to do, or build up a community by helping a bank give loans in fairness and justice, or teach so that students can live richer and better lives, or raising a family. Daily work does not necessarily to appear to us as love, but it flows out of the love of God that builds up the world around us. Of course, there are a good many of us who are not working for pay and who are not able to volunteer. But we still can join in the work shared by all of us to pray for and care for others. Intercession is a major ministry, and it can flow out in actions that seem small but are not. An email or note to a missing parishioner who may be ill or grieving or both, and serious prayer for the whole world around us. Choose someone or some ministry to pray for, and then do it. Is all that imperfect and sometimes broken by sin? Sure. At least it is for me. But the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We aren't sheep. We can't lay down our lives to save the world. We don't have to. God and Jesus did that for us. Trust it. But we can respond in love. Love to the God who loves us so much, and so love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.